Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Samra Nawaz, CEO and co-founder of Wellworth, a financial modeling and analysis software platform for upstream oil and gas finance teams. Samra recently won the ION's annual startup showcase, and she joins the show today to share how she plans to use the momentum to grow her bootstrapped company in the new year. Samra, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Natalie.
I'm excited to learn all about you and what you're doing with Wellworth. So just set the scene for us. Tell us about your career and how it navigated you to starting this company.
Yeah, I'm originally from Pakistan. I was born and brought up there. I came to the U.S. for my MBA from Tulane University in New Orleans, and I graduated in 2014. And I had specialized in energy and finance for my MBA. And Tulane has a really good energy program, so that is what led me to the energy space. And I then moved to Houston for work, and I've been here since then. It's been a while now. And I started off in energy equity research and then transitioned to investment banking before starting work full-time on my own startup called Wellworth.
What drew you to the energy industry? What about that sector got your interest?
I think that it mostly when I was doing my MBA at Tulane, I didn't have any specialization in mind besides finance. But since they have a really good energy program, it's not possible for you to try and choose programs and not get into energy. So I took a few courses that were energy focused, and that got me really interested because the more you learn, the more interested you get. And also whenever I was applying for jobs, if you're looking for jobs in Houston, then a lot of the jobs are energy focused. So it was just sort of, it wasn't an active decision. I was sort of molded into it automatically.
Yeah, I don't think that's too unfamiliar for some people listening if they were in Houston. So that's interesting. Okay, so what were you doing when you had this idea for Wellworth? Did the need or the technology come to your mind first?
Yeah, so I can talk a little bit about Wellworth as well and what it is. So Wellworth is a financial modeling and analysis SaaS platform for upstream energy business. And we help finance leaders improve decision-making around raising, managing, and deploying capital. So in my past life, I was an investment banker, and I was building a lot of Excel-based financial models. And Excel generally is a really good tool to automate workflows and build really robust spreadsheets. And I live in Excel. I have a spreadsheet for everything. However, what Excel is not is a database. So the problem with upstream energy financial modeling workflows is that engineering teams work with massive amounts of granular well-level data, and that is too big for Excel. So finance teams have to build their models based on aggregated data, not well-level. But this means that well-level assumptions require weeks of back and forth to get aggregated data for each scenario. And so during my investment banking days, I was working on a deal involving some manual workflows, and I really wanted to write Excel VBA code to automate this process, and I just couldn't find the time for it. So I was complaining to Vinay, who is my co-founder and also my husband, and he has a tech background, and I was saying to him, like, why doesn't someone just write software for this so everyone can use it? It's a one-time activity. And so he said, well, why don't we do it? And that came as such a shock to me because I could not imagine that two people could build an enterprise level software. And so Vinay was going to Rice University for his MBA at the time, and they have a really good entrepreneurship program. So we have benefited from that a lot. So we decided, we did our initial customer research at OwlSpark, which is Rice University's accelerator. And then after that research, we decided to jump in full-time and work on Wellworth.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that y'all are a husband-wife team, really tackling a problem that you saw. And rather than just waiting around for someone to fix it, you took it upon yourself to do it yourself. But I feel like the energy industry as a whole has kind of had these different challenges with data management How do you feel like that's changed over the past few years, or has it? I feel like it's even broader than just upstream.
Since I started in oil and gas, I've seen there used to be just a few software applications that people would use. And over the last 4 to 5 years, the adoption of technology has really increased in upstream oil and gas. Oil and gas industry is so tech forward on the exploration and production side, but not so much on the data management and analytics side. And that's very surprising. But recently that has changed a lot. Also, there were some old desktop-based applications that people used to use a lot because there was aversion to use cloud-based applications. And we've seen the industry evolve so that, that concern has gone away as well. So there are a lot more applications coming up that are cloud-based and really speed up the workflow. So I'm optimistic for the industry moving forward and using more data analytics tools to speed up workflows.
So I think that you founded the company in 2018, right? So where are you at today? How has it evolved? What are some milestones that you've reached already, and what are you tackling now?
Yeah, so we started off, when I graduated in May 2019 from Rice, that's when we started working on Wellworth full time. And we started off initially at Rice University's accelerator called ALSPARC. And we did our ideation and customer research there and then jumped in full time. And then we spent a couple of years building the MVP. We were also part of Mass Challenge's first cohort in Houston. That was really helpful as well. We got a few advisors through that. And then we started running beta tests with customers. So we initially, because I was in the industry, so I could build an MVP, but we also wanted to continue our product development in line with what the customers wanted. So we ran beta tests for a year and then started running trials and going out to market. So we went to market late last year and now have acquired a few customers. So it's a mix of op, non-op, and private equity firms that are our customers right now. So really excited about that. In terms of the fundraising timeline, Vinay and I have built everything in-house. We've mostly been bootstrapped, but we also have a support system of amazing advisors and mentors that we have developed over the last 4 years in the Houston ecosystem. And these include people from the energy space and also from the Houston startup ecosystem. So as I mentioned, ALSPARC, Mass Challenge. We're also part of SoftTech Venture Studio. And then one of our key advisors in the oil and gas industry is Mark Bohorich, who is the co-founder of Q Engineering, which was acquired by Enverus. And then also we have a strategic partnership with CSL Ventures that are helping us on the commercialization front. So that's our timeline. And we're mostly bootstrapped. We put in 200,000 of our personal savings into the business, and including our IRA and our second car. So we're basically all of our eggs are in this basket. And then we raised 100,000 in angel capital and 100,000 from SoftTech Venture Studio. So right now we're cash flow positive because revenue is coming in and we're a small team, we're fully funded. But early next year, in the first half of next year, we're going to look to raise more funds to build a bigger team and accelerate customer acquisition and product development.
So you mentioned acquiring. First of all, I love how much Houston is a part of your story, and we're definitely going to talk more about that. But you mentioned, acquiring customers and doing beta testing. What sort of feedback did you get from, early users, and in terms of the difference the software makes for their operations?
Yeah, early feedback was really important for us because when you're building something and you're not getting feedback, then you have a certain idea of the product in your mind, and it might not be the same idea that other people have. The feedback that we initially got, which we were really optimistic about, was that it's the really user-friendly application and it's really easy to use. And we've been continuously getting feedback from people. Whenever we build a new feature, we always go to two, three different firms to make sure that the feature that we're adding is going to be all inclusive, because it's easier to build something the first time rather than having to go back and redo something. It's such a pain to do that. So most of the feedback that we've received is when people come to our meetings, they're like really apprehensive because there is no other application that does corporate financial modeling for upstream oil and gas. And historically, some people have tried to build something and they have not succeeded. So generally, people have slumped shoulders and they're like, I'm having to take this meeting. And then whenever they see the demo, at the end of the meeting, they always say like, this is something that I didn't expect and I really like it. And it's and you guys are solving the problem that actually exists. So that's always optimistic for me.
Yeah, when you think of, you know, the perfect customer, what specific customers are you looking for?
So when I, since I have an investment banking background, when we built Wellworth, we thought, okay, we're building this for investment banks and they're going to be our initial customers. But it ended up being completely different. Investment banks are much bigger entities. They're slower to move. It's a longer process to bring everybody on board. And when we started going out to small to mid-sized operating companies and non-op firms, they were much faster to move. So our beachhead market is small to mid-sized op and non-op firms and minerals firms as well. They're able to make decisions much faster, and we're solving a big pain point for them as well.
Yeah, I mean that's very critical. You can't, as a startup, you know, just tread water while decisions are being made.
Exactly, and also I think the really good thing about Wellworth also is that we've always tried to make integrations easier. So, you know, the engineering teams work in some engineering applications. And then the way the workflow works right now is that they export this data into Excel and send it over to the finance team that then populates their Excel-based models. So the way the workflow works in Wellworth is that you still export this data from these engineering applications in Excel, but then you can feed that data as is into Wellworth. So there's not much data tinkering or cleanup required. And very easily, the Wellworth model can match the model that you have on the reserve side. So even though we don't have a direct integration built, we've integrated through the Excel upload to the engineering applications.
Gotcha. Yeah, also very important, making it as easy on your customers, right?
Yes.
When you think of the future of Wellworth, I know you mentioned next year being important for fundraising. But what sort of impact do you really see the company being able to have solving these problems for these customers?
Yeah, right now we're completely focused on upstream oil and gas, upstream energy. And, you know, we're focusing on a specific workflow that is for engineering finance teams and automating the corporate financial modeling side of the workflow. But we also see a lot of renewables companies sprouting up, and we understand that the attention on the renewables verticals is only going to increase in the next few years. And so that is one reason why we're building Wellworth in a very modular way, so that when the time is right, we can easily start working with customers in the renewable space as well. So, but now we're completely focused on upstream oil and gas and trying to continue building features to, you know, enhance that workflow side.
Yeah, that's also important in this ever-evolving energy transition that we're in. I love how much of Houston's innovation ecosystem has already been a part of your story so far. Just chatting so far, you've mentioned a lot of programs that I cover very closely, and obviously the oil and gas industry being huge in Houston seems like Houston's the perfect place for Wellworth. But I'll let you explain kind of the role Houston's played as you've developed your company.
Yes, so if you compare Houston today to Houston only 5 years ago, so much has changed in the entrepreneurship space. You know, founders have a lot more resources, advisors, co-working spaces, and accelerators that all come together for support. And as I've already mentioned, Vinay went to Rice for his MBA. That is where our journey started. And Rice is embedded in the Houston ecosystem in so many ways. One of our first pitches was at the Houston Startup Showcase. This was back in 2019 when we were just in our ideation and research stages. And it was such a great exposure for us to learn how to pitch in front of a diverse audience and also get immediate feedback. And the ION, where the Houston Startup Showcase is now hosted, is a hub for startups in Houston. And in addition to finding networking opportunities with other founders and advisors, there's ample opportunities to also connect with potential investors, and that can really accelerate your growth. And we came back to present at the Houston Startup Showcase a few weeks ago, and it was a really great experience. The event itself has really grown to be a much bigger audience, and it was really an honor to have won. We were also able to speak to the judges afterwards and received valuable feedback and suggestions. We're really proud to be part of Houston's startup community.
Yeah, I think it's so exciting that Showcase is really important to shine a spotlight and give an opportunity to pitch. And so congratulations on winning that.
Thank you.
It's no easy feat. I know for sure that you had some good competition. So one thing I wanted to talk to you about too, I feel like you're tackling a very specific problem in an industry that is pretty male dominated. I wonder if you have any advice for your fellow female founders who are women and tackling tough topics and tough challenges in the oil and gas industry.
I think that's a really interesting question. I think it's a really male dominated industry, which is similar to a lot of other industries as well. But I think that it has not been a detriment to me. I think that as long as you maybe not sure, maybe getting in might be more difficult. But once you're in and you really learn the industry and you're able to speak to people in the same language that they use, I think that people are really inclusive. And that's what I felt. So I've, as long as what you're saying makes sense and people understand that you are able to speak that language and understand their problems and you're actually solving the problem that they have. So that has been really encouraging for me in terms of Wellworth, because when I take these introductory meetings and I do the demos for people, they feel like I know what I'm talking about. And so I feel like it doesn't come in the way that I am a woman in a male-dominated industry. I do feel like if you're in some other role, which has to do with, I don't know, land management or sales, you might have different challenges. But as an oil and gas tech founder, as long as you're solving the correct problem and you're able to convey that problem and bring a solution, then you should be good. I would encourage people to not be discouraged.
Yeah, absolutely. Let your tech speak for itself.
Exactly.
If it's solving problems, saving money, I think that'll help sway that conversation. You mentioned your husband is your co-founder, and I always love talking to husband-wife teams because my favorite question to ask is, what role do each of you play and how do you complement each other and where's like a challenge to work with your spouse?
I think this is a fun question. So I think the main reason why we've been able to work together successfully is because we have our own lanes. So we have our own expertise that we're able to just focus on instead of stepping on each other's toes. So Vinay has a tech background. He's done 95% of our coding. We design together and then he does most of the coding. And then I'm on the commercialization front. So I help with the design. And then, sales and outreach, stuff like that. So it's been good that way. We're able to help each other, but also focus on our own tasks. Whenever we talk to people and we tell them that we're a husband-wife team, they're like, how are you doing it? So I guess that's one of the keys.
Yeah, I guess if you have those kind of right roles and skills to complement each other, I know you mentioned growing in the future, what's the role you're going to need to fill first?
Oh yeah. So the first role that I think that it would be really helpful for us to have some techies to hire hire people for the product development side and also on the testing side, because, we're wearing a lot of hats right now, Vinay and I. So I think the initial hires would be on the tech side. And also, we might look for help on the sales side as well afterwards.
So you've obviously really loved growing your company in Houston, and you've name-dropped so many great organizations that have helped you along the way. If anyone's listening who hasn't yet really gotten involved, What are some ways you would recommend them to find an entry point, either with specifically energy tech or, greater tech startup ecosystem?
Great question. I've met so many people who have startup ideas that they've been working on or thinking about, and they're always thinking about what's the best time to jump in, or what would be the motivation to do it. And I feel like there are some really good places to go in Houston where you can meet other founders and get help and advice, and then you can make these decisions in an easier way. So I guess one of the places that I always think of is at the Ion on Fridays. There's an event called Cup of Joey where you can go and you can meet such a diverse audience. Like there's founders, there's advisors, there's investors there that you can go and talk to and get all sorts of advice. There are some other places where, especially for women, I know of a few events where you can go and meet other women founders. Other than that, I think all these accelerators like Mass Challenge, J Beta, all of these are really inclusive. So you can always apply. And even though you might feel you might not make it, I think that do not self-exclude yourself. I think that you might get surprised, because when we applied, we didn't think we would get in, and we did. So to some of these programs, you don't really need to have even an MVP. If you have a really good idea, they would accept you and they would help you build all of those out. So there's a bunch of places in Houston where you can go out, and I think maybe start off at the Ion, and you would get a lot of advice on where else to go and who else to meet.
Yeah, it's such a great reminder. Just take that first step. It might
Yes.
not be the way you want it, or it might surprise you. So
exactly.
I think that's a great place to wrap up. Samra, thank you so much for joining me. It's so exciting to see how much Houston has played a role in Wellworth's growth, and can't wait to see what comes next.
I had fun, Natalie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.